I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Supporters of gay marriage in Louisiana have filed an appeal with the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the appeal.
Supporters of gay marriage in Louisiana have filed an appeal with the U.S. Fifth Circuit of Appeals regarding the ruling last week by federal judge Martin Feldman, who upheld Louisiana's ban on same-sex marriages. Tulane constitutional law professor Keith Warhan says the U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on this issue before the federal appeals court in New Orleans has a chance.
Many people think the court will announce that it's going to take one of the same-sex marriage cases that it has now before it as it opens its term in October.
Warhan says the U.S. Supreme Court is set to begin a new session in October, and ruling on same-sex marriages will likely be made in 2015.
If they would do that, they would issue their decision at least by June of next year. Their term typically ends in June.
Warhan says when the nation's high court makes a ruling, it will put to rest the argument over whether states have the right to define what constitutes a marriage. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Republican Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, seeking to move into Louisiana's highest office, says the state needs to re-examine tax breaks as a way to raise money for the budget and to seriously consider whether to expand Medicaid. Those positions outlined by Darden running for governor in 2015 put him at odds with term-limited Governor Bobby Jindal. Darden told the Baton Rouge Press Club on Monday that if elected, he'd have a more transparent administration than Jindal, who's been criticized for secrecy. Darden also tried to distinguish himself from U.S. Senator David Vitter, a fellow Republican and gubernatorial candidate, by tying Vitter to the partisan gridlock of Washington. The lieutenant governor described himself as bipartisan. Also running for governor next year is Democratic State Representative John Bell Edwards. The Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office reports that a 40-year-old Pineville man is dead after a confrontation with officers from the Pineville Police Department. Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Tommy Carline says Pineville police received a 911 call Monday morning claiming a subject had threatened another person with a weapon, and officers responded to the scene.
And they were confronted with a subject in the street armed with a large sword. The officers ordered the suspect to drop the weapon, and the suspect then charged toward one of the officers.
Carline says after confronting the man, the suspect charged towards one of the officers with the sword in hand.
And one of the officers had to fire on the suspect, and he was hit, and this stopped his advance. The officer immediately called for medical, and the suspect died of his wounds at the scene.
He says the officer fired and hit the subject to stop his advance. The officer immediately called for medical assistance. The subject, Christopher Shane LeBlanc, was unresponsive and pronounced dead at the scene. The KEDM weather forecast: partly cloudy skies during the day today with a high in the low 90s, a few clouds this evening, the low in the low 70s.